Welcome to Nachyomi of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Esther Schupp. In chapter 47, we learn of Yirmiyahu's prophecy regarding the Philistines, delivered during the early years of his career, prior to Egypt's conquest of Gaza. Egypt's colonization of the southwestern coastline of Eretz Israel occurred approximately 20 to 25 years before the Churban, when Pharaoh Necho expanded his empire, subjugating the Philistines in the southern Mediterranean coastline, as well as the Phoenicians living along the northern coast. However, after his defeat at Carchemish at the hands of Nebuchadnezzar, Pharaoh Necho began to retreat from Mesopotamia, and his empire contracted, as described in Melachim Bet in the 24th chapter. ולא הוסיף עוד מלך מצרים לצאת מארצו, כי לקח מלך בבל מנחת מצרים עד נהר פרת, כל אשר הייתה למלך מצרים. The king of Egypt did not come out again from his land, for the king of Babylon had taken the territory from the Egyptian stream to the Euphrates River, all that had belonged to the king of Egypt. In the ensuing decades, the Egyptian empire disintegrated, and many of its former colonies were crushed by the Babylonians. Now Yirmiyahu gives the Philistines due notice that a new enemy is making its way to their country, overtaking the Egyptian cavalry with designs to become their new masters, displacing the Egyptian overlords who had oppressed the Philistines, as we read in verses 2 to 3 of this chapter. כה אמר השם, הנה מים עולים מצפון והיו לנחל שוטף, וישטפו ארץ ומלואה, עיר ויושבי בה. וזעקו האדם והלל כל יושב הארץ, מכל שעתת פרסות אביריו, מרעש לרכבו, המון גלגליו, לא הפנו אבות אל בנים מרפיון ידיים. Thus said Hashem, see how the waters are rising from the north and becoming an overflowing torrent. They will overflow the land and everything in it, the city and its inhabitants. The people will cry out and all who dwell in the land will wail at the sound of the galloping hoofs of stallions and the rumbling of chariots and the clatter of their wheels. Fathers will not turn back for their sons, helpless, their hands hang limp. Yirmiyahu compares the onslaught of Chaldean troops to the gushing waters of seasonal floods that occasionally devastate the Negev when the dry riverbeds are suddenly overwhelmed with winter rainstorms in the north, and the overflow crashes into towns, sweeping away trees and livestock in a cacophonous rush that sounds like a runaway locomotive. Thus the prophet evokes the noise of horses and chariots and the terror and cries of people running for their lives, helpless to save their screaming children, crushed by the iron wheels. The threat from the north will impact the Philistine settlements, as well as the cities of their allies, Tso and Sidon, the pride of the Phoenicians, with whom they share a common culture and religion. Both nations originated in the Aegean Islands and migrated over the years to the eastern Mediterranean coast, as indicated in verse 4, as Yirmiyahu envisions a day in which Babylonia will invade. Al hayom haba lishdod et kol plishtim, lehachrit letzor ulitzdon, kol sarid ozer, ki shoded Hashem et plishtim, she'erit I kaftor. For the day has come to destroy all the Philistines, to cut off from Tyre and Sidon every surviving ally. Indeed, Hashem is about to destroy the Philistines, the remnant from the coasts of Kaphtor. The prophet then describes the aftermath of the devastating conquest, describing the survivors grieving in the manner customary to the regional pagans. בא קרחה אל עזה, נדמתה אשקלון, שארית אם קם, עד מתי תתגודדו. The people of Gaza will shave their heads in mourning. Ashkelon will be silenced. O remnant of their valley, How long will you gas yourselves? Malbim suggests that these metaphors symbolize the looting of the major cities of the Philistines by the Babylonian troops, stripping whatever assets have not already been taken by the Egyptians. The silence of Ashkelon indicates that the populace that had not been killed will be taken captive, leaving a ghost town in the wake of the invader. Abarbanel explains that the multitude living in the valley are gashed, wounded and bleeding, first by the Egyptians and then by the Babylonians. Yirmiyahu then bespeaks the agony and dismay that the vanquished Philistines will experience in an imagined dialogue in verses 6 through 7. Hoy cherev lahashem, ad ana lo tishkoti, heasfi el ta'arech, heragi v'domi, eich tishkoti. V'hashem tzivala el Ashkelon, v'el chof hayam sham yada. Alas, O sword of Hashem, how long until you rest? Return to your sheath, cease and be still. How can it rest when Hashem has commanded it? He has appointed it against Ashkelon and aimed it at its coastland. Yirmiyahu did not clarify why the Philistines are singled out for such devastation, suffering first under the Egyptians and then destined for eradication by the invading Babylonians. Perhaps this is retribution for their long history of betrayal and terrorism, targeting the children of Avraham and Yitzhak, with whom they had made a peace treaty centuries ago. You will remember that Avraham Avinu feared the rapacious brutality of the Philistines, such that he felt compelled to deceive them and claim that Sarai, whom they abducted, was his sister and not his wife. He later explained, Vayomer Avraham, ki amarti rak en yirat Elokim b'makom hazeh, v'haraguni al dvar ishti. Avraham said, because I thought, surely there is no fear of God in this place, and they will kill me on account of my wife. Later on, the Philistines confiscated the reservoirs of waters that Avraham and his shepherds had dug. And Avimelech had the audacity to ask Avraham, who was repeatedly exploited and hounded by the Philistines, to make a sworn covenant with him. Ve'ata hishav'a li be'elokim, im tishkor li ulinini ve'lenechdi, kachesed asher asita imach, ta'aseh imadi, ve'im ha'aretz asher garta ba. Now swear to me by God that you will not deal falsely with me, my children or my grandchildren. Like the kindness that I have done for you, do for me, and for the land in which you have lived. For the sake of peace, Avraham swore, and that covenant was reaffirmed by Yitzhak, despite a similar chain of abuse. The Philistines viewed the land of Canaan as theirs, and deemed our forefathers as interlopers, though they had only recently migrated from the Greek islands and were farmers and herders, and their leader Avimelech founded their first town, Grar. There were additional waves of related tribes coming from the Aegean over the centuries, who established city-states, including Ashkelon and Ekron, that were governed by chieftains, Saranim. Many were seafaring merchants and fishermen who raided the farms of the Israelite settlers and repeatedly terrorized Am Yisrael throughout the era of the Shoftim until they were routed by David HaMelech. Divrei HaYamim Aleph records occasional armed battles between Philistines and Am Yisrael, most notably a war in which Shaul and his sons were killed. Such wars recurred even later, under the reign of Yehoram, as related in Divrei HaYamim Bet. So they went to war against Yehuda, invaded it, and carried off all the possessions found in the king's palace, along with his sons and wives. Not a son was left to him, except Jehoahaz, his youngest. Perhaps Yirmiyahu sees that the day of reckoning for the Philistines will finally come. Indeed, the Philistines were eradicated by Babylonia about 20 years after Churban HaBayit, and the surviving population was exiled and scattered throughout Mesopotamia. Thank you for learning together. Le'ilui Nishmat Barbara Atlas, Bracha Bat Avraham. She was a beacon of light to all who knew her. Bracha's kindness and generosity had no bounds.